Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio, once again broadcasting from Heritage Hills. During Heritage Days, just outside of Montevideo, 4 miles east of Montevideo, along Highway 7, it's very easy to find. It's a beautiful day for Heritage Days, having a lot of fun here. And currently, I am in the Phillips Building, and I'm with Sally Phillips. Sally, this is quite a building you have here with a lot of John Deere restoration and tractors.
Yes, it is. My dad, Clyde Phillips, who farmed about 9 miles northeast of Montevideo his entire life, retired and started collecting and restoring antique tractors.
Oh.
So the majority of these tractors, and you can see, the majority are green.
Yep, they are.
We are a green family.
John Deere green.
That's exactly right. But he actually has a couple that are quite unique. The one to my left is the Minneapolis.
Okay.
The Minneapolis was made by the Minneapolis Threshing Company out of Hopkins, Minnesota.
Okay. And what do you know what year that is? Way back.
It is a 1923.
Wow.
It's a 1923. And I believe it was in the 80s that my dad actually bought that from the original owner of that tractor. It was still in use in the fields when my dad discovered it and ended up buying it from the original owner. And as my dad had loaded it onto the implement trailer, was driving away, the gentleman came running out of his house and said, "Oh, you forgot the owner's manual." So it has the original tractor owner's manual with that machine.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, we think so, too.
Yeah.
The other one that isn't green is Ford Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens to be a 1941 Ford 9N.
Okay.
And it was originally owned by my grandfather, Clinton Phillips, who lived about a couple miles east of Montevideo. And when my dad returned from World War II, my grandpa Clint gave this tractor to my dad to start farming.
Oh, wow.
Now, it doesn't look like much of a farm tractor.
Right.
It looks more like a garden tractor today.
Was it got a single plow in the back? Is that what that is?
That's right. Okay. And that's the plow that came with it, too.
Okay.
But what I was going to say, it might not look like much of a farm tractor today, but my dad had farmed with horses before that.
And what years was that, do you think?
Gosh, I can't.
20s, 30s?
No. Well, my dad probably started farming in the 40s, right after the war.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. All right, now we got a lot of John Deere green tractors in here, all restored beautifully, looking restored John Deere tractors. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, I can go down the alphabet.
Yep.
There's an A, there's a B, there's a G, there's an MT, there's an R, there's an H, and a 1931 GP, not to be confused with the G.
Oh, wow. You're pretty knowledgeable with this.
Well,
you grew up with it.
Yes, and as my dad became older, I started intentionally spending a lot more time with him out here on the farm, and of course met a lot of very, very nice, helpful people. And a couple of which we couldn't have done this without after my dad passed away. And that's Roger DeBeer and Jim Bothan, both of Kibble.
Okay.
And they help us so much in just keeping the tractors running.
Right. This is a wonderful building to put these tractors in.
Well, there too. As my dad was aging, he wanted to be sure that his girls could carry on the tradition and make it easy for us. So he actually had the building built several years ago.
Okay. Good. And speaking of girls, you have your granddaughters with you.
I absolutely do. And
should we talk to them?
Please do. I'll let them introduce themselves.
All right. And you're with Grandma today, huh?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Minka.
And where are you from, Minka?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, you came all the way from Colorado to help Grandma today, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think of this Phillips building here?
I like it a lot. There's lots of tractors and they're really cool.
Yeah, you hear the horn in the background there. I like that when they blow the whistles.
Yeah, it's really loud though.
So, Grandma, they're going to carry on the tradition here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've been coming here since they were born.
Oh, okay.
And the one item that I didn't mention is our 1946 International Harvester K1 pickup truck that is sitting right outside the building.
Oh, wow. More pickup. More stuff.
Yes, yes. And Anna drove the pickup today through the parade, and Minka was in charge of the musical horn.
Oh, wow. Nice. What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
Okay. Yeah. You got your face painted today, too, it looks like, huh?
Yeah, it's really smeared, though.
But it's green, right, for John Deere Green?
Yeah.
All right. And who do we have here?
I'm Anna Lindholm.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 22 now.
Okay. All right. So you enjoy coming out and visiting with Grandma?
Yes. I've been here since I was 22. I've grown up here every year. Super fun. Very fun.
She's driving tractors and trucks now. She drives the tractors, too.
Yeah. Were you in the parade? Your grandma said you were in the parade?
Yes. Okay. Every year I try to be in the parade. And I used to drive a golf cart around selling raffle tickets when I was little.
Yep.
Yes.
What else did you do this morning?
Yep.
Cashiering.
You're what?
Cashiering.
Okay, cashiering. Taking the tickets? You? Volunteered in the tent as you come in the gate?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So what did you drive in the parade?
It was an International Harvester.
Okay.
I don't know much more about it, but it's one of the cars that make your head turn on the road.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's well put.
Yeah.
Well, are you having fun in Montevideo?
Yes, always.
And during Fiesta Day, is a big Fiesta Day parade tomorrow too, right?
Yeah. And we went to a picnic yesterday in the evening, got some free root beer floats. Raffle tickets, yep.
That's right, and I'm sure some of the tractors will be in the Fiesta Day parade tomorrow, I'm guessing.
We'll have our parade here at Heritage Hill.
Oh, okay.
So we'd love to have other tractors join us, but our parade here, I think it starts at noon?
Yep.
Noon tomorrow.
Or 1 o'clock tomorrow.
1 o'clock, yep. And we'll have the tractors that are here. I suspect there'll be many more because it's Saturday.
Right.
So people will come in who maybe work and weren't able to be here today.
Right. So you can go to the Fiesta Day Parade, which starts at 11 on Main Street. Then after the parade, you can come down to Heritage Hill and watch another parade, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we'd love to have people here.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sally, this has been fun. I've learned a lot from you today. So it's nice to meet you, and nice to meet you guys, too. So.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for being here to promote Heritage Day at Heritage Hill.
All right.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Sally Phillips and her granddaughters, Anna and Minka. I love that name, Minka.
Thank you.
Yeah.